Fundraising is not quite finished, but going well, and the Ecology Action Center is announcing the details of the next Household Hazardous Waste Collection event in McLean County here on Sound Ideas. Michael Brown helps put the action in Ecology Action Center. He's the executive director. Michael, thanks for your time on Sound Ideas.
Thanks for having me.
So you've been working on this next HHW event since the last one in 2015. Before we talk about what might be the next one, let's touch on the last one really quickly. There was a 22% increase in the number of vehicles over 2013. That was down a little bit from the inaugural event. What about the amount of waste collected in 2015?
So we continue to see our volumes of waste increase as awareness grows. Essentially, this unique private-public partnership, how we're now funding these events, actually the entire campaign to raise money also acts as an awareness campaign. So awareness of the need to properly dispose of hazardous waste is at an all-time high for our community.
So is there a point where these kinds of events might be even less frequent than every 2 years? Do you think education about purchasing such items or the fact that you're collecting it regularly will lead to a decrease in the need to collect such items?
Yes and no. So big picture, you know, while awareness is at an all-time high and participation continues to increase in many ways, we're still fighting this massive machine of consumerism where so many goods are being created that contain hazardous materials. And so we're fighting some pretty significant forces there in trying to change behaviors here on our local level.
But every person that drops something off gets a touch. They get educated a little
Absolutely.
Bit about this. I mean, they're spending some time in the car. I assume you have an opportunity. I mean, they're captive, right?
Absolutely.
So you have an opportunity to say, hey, maybe next time you should buy this, you know, the 30-gallon jug of Absolutely. Roundup instead of the 50.
Right. So every car does receive information about some local programs to dispose of some things that can be locally any time of year. But as well, yes, we are trying to educate about alternatives, safer alternatives, programs like our Yard Smart program, which promotes less hazardous yard care solutions for a healthy but beautiful yard.
So I've used words like items. You've said the word waste. We're talking about anything that's toxic, corrosive, explosive, or reactive. What are some common examples in these categories?
So we're looking at things like oil-based paint. We're looking at things like fuel, like gas, oil, waste motor oil, cleaning oil, all those kind of things. We're looking at highly corrosive cleaners, drain cleaner, things like that, pool chemicals. Just the list goes on and on. We're literally talking about thousands and thousands of different consumer goods. And so it's really even hard for us to put out a definitive list of what we can accept so much as we put out, you know, some guidelines and then information on what we can't accept.
Is there enough consumer common sense here to know what you guys, what the HHW will accept and what you won't?
There is. I think most people know what we're talking about. I think the biggest frustration comes when people do want to dispose of things like latex paint at these events. Latex paint is not easy to dispose of outside of a disposal option, but yet it is not hazardous. And so we don't take it at these events because it costs us about the same as it does for the hazardous oil-based paint.
And latex is pretty easy. You can just pour it out on a bunch of newspapers, let it dry,
exactly.
And wad it up and throw it away.
Exactly. It's safe and legal to put in the trash once it's dried out.
Electronics, TVs, old stereos, calculators,
Absolutely.
Whatever.
Yeah. Home Sweet Home Ministries is our e-waste partner for this event, and so they will be there on-site taking these items. E-waste does contain some hazardous materials, and so, yes, we are happy to take that and usually take large volumes of those materials at this event.
Every time I see a TV at the side of the road, I just roll my eyes. It's like, come on.
Yeah.
And I see a lot of TVs. I mean, all those big tube TVs are sort of aging out right now, so I'm seeing a lot of those on the side of the road.
Exactly, but from our estimates from the waste industry, there's possibly as much as 10 years more of those still out there that we'll be dealing with this.
Another decade.
Yes.
Wow. This is Sound Ideas. I'm Mike McCurdy in the studio with Michael Brown. He's the executive director of the Ecology Action Center with some news about the next household hazardous waste collection in McLean County. Michael, what's the news?
So we've been fundraising for a few months now. We've got some big major partners on board. We've got Rivian Automotive willing to host us. We've got support, of course, from the local governments and big sponsors like Illinois Farm Bureau. We've got individual contributions ramping up every day. We have numerous checks come in. And so basically, fundraising is going so well. We're over halfway to our fundraising goal of $35,000. So we're calling this on. We're saying it's on. We're doing it. Saturday, September 9th, is the 2017 McLean County Household Hazardous Waste Collection event.
Okay, Michael, thanks for your time on Sound Ideas. Again, the details of the event one more time, 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. on Saturday, September 9th.
Correct, at Rivian Automotive South Entrance. And so this is new. We're coming in on the south side off of West College Avenue near Mitsubishi Motorway, so not the west side. Watch for signage. It should be obvious.
And that's, of course, the former Mitsubishi Motor Manufacturing Plant.
That is correct.
Find more information on donating and other links at our website, WGLT.org. Michael, thanks for your time.
Thank you.
This is Sound Ideas.